the language and your tradition.
Because good or bad, whatever, even though, like, I am American, a lot of people look at you and you say, oh, you're not American, you're a Cuban. So, I don't know, because you look ethnically, you know, a certain thing, it's nice to keep your tradition. If you're going to keep on being called the Cuban, you might as well be one.
Be one completely, eh?
Well, sounds like you enjoy it.
Yeah,
oh,
I do.
Yeah. She enjoy it. You don't know sometimes where she going to be, because while you hear the San Cuban people talk bad or say something to American people, she jump. She jump like lion. Oh, she fight. And sometimes while you hear American people say something about Cuba, she jump.
So you can don't be know. On both sides.
Yeah. I'm Cuban when I need to be Cuban and American when I need to be American.
You don't know what she's going to be.
I don't think it's funny. Bad
about America. No, I'm both. I'm American when I need to be and I'm Cuban when I
she
need to be.
She is funny, yeah. You know. And anyway, sometimes I say, what you think my Cuban mix? Because she is a mix. But it's beautiful to you alone.
So you were born
in Key West.
And my father's American.
It's nice.
And my mother's born in Cuba in Oriente.
Yeah.
Yeah, I born in Oriente problems.
How much, you still have family there?
I know. Everybody, I don't have nobody in here. We
just came from Cuba two weeks ago. We were there.
Sister.
We were in Havana, in Varadero, Camagüey,
in La Villa, I going to the escape, the Matanza.
Was that your first time?
No, my fourth time.
How do you go to Cuba from here? You got to go up to Miami.
The Americans can't go. We have an embargo against Cuba.
And only
American
you got family.
Citizens are not allowed to go over there. Oh, the only American citizen.
No, you just had to go through like Bahamas or some other.
But
country.
That's an illegal way to do it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The only Americans that are exempted to go to Cuba are Americans that have family there.
Yeah, only American, people. Cuban American.
And the other Americans that go there are military people that go to Guantanamo Bay.
And you know what I understand? Yeah. I asked him there, and he said, in case they're been going in Cuba, stay a little while. Yeah, Castro, she can keep her there. Yeah. Because she have Cuban.
When I was there, we were looking for an extension because I could have stayed up to a month or longer if I wanted to. Because I come under a different category. My mom, being that she was born in Cuba, Fidel gives her a hard time about going back because he doesn't want the Cubans that are living here and the Cubans that are over there to mix too much. Because
yeah.
I think he's afraid of a revolution or whatever. He doesn't want them to talk to them. He tries to keep the tourists and the Cubans separate. So my mom only got 7 days, and when we were there, we were trying to get an extension, and they gave us an 8-day extension.
Because she got 15 days, and my sister is very sick. I need a day. Mm-hmm. And he give you the day to Arim, but he don't give you the day to me.
He won't give it to my mother. And then going through immigrations and all that, we found out that if I stay like more than a month there in Cuba, Fidel Castro or the government of Fidel Castro would not recognize my American citizenship and won't recognize that I was born here because one of my parents were born in Cuba and I would be kept there in Cuba. So I was like, after that, it was real quiet. I didn't say much.
No.
I wanted to come home.
Yeah, because I don't understand that. And I found out later, a boy that he born in the United States, but he going to Cuba while he's little. And it's hard to come to the United States, but he born in here.
Because there's a lot of Americans that are living there.
It's Cuban-born parents. And it's hard to
but
back to the United States.
But they were caught in the revolution, and they're over there, but they can't come over here.
It's hard to come over here at this time. Yeah, but I enjoy doing my conga in a home.
And my family, when we took the pictures over there, we took our pictures of our comparsa. We left most of our pictures there. Everybody was crazy about, because everybody thinks my mom's the crazy one in the family, because she is. She's the loudest and she's the most outgoing and everything. And she's the, you know, very active type of a person. And when they saw that, for the family was something big, and for all my mother's friends and neighbors, it was something big that my mother was doing a comparsa here in the States, and they were so happy because couldn't believe how my mom is keeping the tradition, because they see a lot of Cuban people who go back with their children, and a lot of the children can't even speak Spanish or can barely speak it, and they know they could tell how Americanized they are, and they were really happy that we're trying to keep something of what's theirs.
It's nice.
So they can't even, can they do comparsa over there anymore?
Yeah, he's doing the comparsa, he's doing the music, but this year I heard that he said there's no more festival, no more carnival.
There's no more carnival because they used to have street carnivals to celebrate July 26th, which is the communist day.
It used to be San Candesen, Santiago. His day is 26th of July. And that's where the Castro got in the street in Oriente, started the revolution.
Uh-huh. He used that day.
It used to be in Oriente a week carnival. And this the week before 26th of July. Because Santiago is the same for the province. The Oriente province, Santiago de Cuba. And that's where Castro jumped and started the revolution. And going and fight and kill so many people in the hospital and all that. That's where he started the revolution against Batista. And the same time, the festival. But now, he said there's no more festival. It stopped.
This year, he said no more. There's a big shortage of food and stuff like that. And they had like big cookouts and stuff like that.
And you cannot sell nothing.
And now this year, they can't do it.
He said you cannot sell it.
Because they're also having the Pan American Games now in August. August 16th.
You know, going to have the money for feed so many people in the festival and so many people in the international, the Pan American is this coming month.
I was just thinking something. You've got a new group, you know, comparsas, but how do you think they can improve? You know, if you have most of the same people, you know, how are you gonna make it better? Or do you want it?
I want to keep the group.
To make it, ¿qué tú crees que se puede hacer para hacerlo mejor?
What makes a good group? You know, what makes a good comparsa?
Well, is the good comparsa mean to me is more understand.
I think it's mostly spirit and enthusiasm.
Enthusiastic. And interest.
To tap
because in case the children don't got interest, you cannot keep the group. And I got the enthusiastic, I got the interest, I got the spirit, I got everything.
But the problem is not only us. Has to have it.
Everybody.
I think that's the main thing. I think that it's an individual thing that everybody has to have and to want to do it. And once you're in the group and you're doing it, then have the spirit as a group because it becomes teamwork then. It's not an individual thing.
So you don't go so much for, you know, precision dancing.
No.
It's spirit.
Right.
Yeah, spirit.
And have a good time.
Yeah. And keep, because and if keep, it was precision, keep where's the name. Keep the name para que huele de comparsa.
But if it was precision dancing, then we'd be professional everything. And we're not professionals. We're just learning.
A little group.
Every time and something else comes up, somebody new joins us. And to me, it's that the kids want to do it. You know.
It's part to keep it. Like, I like to keep it. I always like to see it.
Keep going from now on.
Yeah. Yeah. It's something that like I study and I'm very proud for all the children and the parents that he helped me. Uh-huh. Because believe me, I cannot do this by myself. I study that and my daughter helped me. I despair it, but I need the cooperation and the children, I got few people that he helped me a lot. And I'm very happy. And you don't believe me. I appreciate you. It's something big to me.
Yeah.
And especially with the parents. Like Linda Meloni. Maybe she thinking this, no. But to me it's big, especially Hassan. What Hassan studied with the group. The son don't want to come to the group. I told him, come and see, you know. And he dancing good now. I believe it's something that he make me so happy when I saw Hassan dancing in the group. He dancing like anybody. He make me so happy. You don't believe that.
He might not dance like everybody else. But
he's dancing.
He danced and it was good.
It make me happy. Because he never gave it one step. And I talk to him and I play with him and I bring him to the group. And the first time what I put him in the group, he don't want to dance. He's going to be the farola boy. Because he don't want to do nothing. And in the end, he dancing. And you don't believe me, he make me happy. He makes me so happy. It's one of the happy. because the other children like to dance and he want to dance it. But the boy, he don't want to dance it. But what I saw him dancing, it's like somebody give it to me a lollipop. I enjoy seeing him dancing. Believe me, it's something important to me.
Yeah.
And I think he enjoyed doing it.
And he enjoyed it, believe me.
I mean, it was like getting somebody who didn't want to do it, was fighting tooth and nails to do it. And then when he finally did it, he was laughing and jumping right
he
in
enjoyed.
There.
And
yeah.
It's something, you know, and this is the group. One is going and one is coming. I cannot promise the whole group, but I got almost everybody in the group. But this is like that. One going and maybe coming and maybe the group not going to be so big, but I try to keep. I try to keep the group the best I can. And what the parents help do.
How about the costumes? Is there, I mean, are you teaching anybody how to make the costumes?
It's so little children in.
We've had them there at the sandwich shop where my mom's sewing and stuff like that. But these kids are so busy.
And the parents, everybody works.
Some of the boys like Buddy and Leo and them, we taught them how to make the farolas. And they were watching us and they helped us, you know, repair them after Fantasy Fest. The sewing part, the kids watch and they're there because at the practice, because we practice sometimes at my mom's sandwich shop on the street. We blocked off the street with a bunch of chairs and we stopped traffic and we'd dance. And during the break, my mom be sewing and the kids watch, but they're not interested in sewing.
I just started now, I make an arena new dress. Because Arin dress used to be short, and I make a long one because she want to look like the girl. And after I cut Arin blouse, because I cut in this blouse with no pattern. It's in my mind. And I cut it, you know, I put it, like I told you, one blouse on top. Arin this blouse for you, I put it and I cut it. And what I make, Arin blouse, and I cut it, and I sew by hand first. And I make Arin, the blouse come perfect. What I doing is, before I sew all together, I put it in the piece that keep with citizen paper, and I make the blouse.
She made a pattern.
I'm making a pattern. I know I can wear use that for small or for medium, because she's small.
Make a pattern on this.
I make one. Yeah, I make now this come to my mind, because all the time I'm supposed to sew one dress and top to cut it, one and top to the other. Now I got one pattern for the blouse, because I can do in the skirt part. You know, come to my mind is all
she
day.
Doesn't need a pattern for that.
And
the like, other one she needs is to be able to adjust according to the size of the girls.
Yeah,
the
to make the blouse.
Yeah.
Because the skirt is so much ruffle, but the way you cut the skirt is easy to cut the skirt that you cut the blouse. Because the skirt is the ruffles who make the skirt. It's only one flat piece. The material, the blouse is the one that you're supposed to fit it, because some girl got more breast to the other one, some got a small breast, some another girl is chubby, and she need more size, more material in the side, it's different size the arm, you know.
Yeah.
I cut it this pattern for a ring blouse, I keep it there to see I can match it up and start to make different side the pattern, because the girl always different shape. It's girl, I got little children and I got medium and younger, you know, different sizes. And I started cutting it up because I want to start making extra few dresses. I need to make few because the first one for last year, the girl grow.
How about the farolas? Where'd you get those?
The farola is my
we
idea.
We just made that up.
The guy that I showed you a pack.
Yeah.
I showed him how I supposed to make the farola. And he my
work.
Carpenter, and he doing the work.
He helped
and I making, he making the carpenter work.
He helped you make the stick with
the thing. And I make the decoration myself.
And then we decorated it.
They work good.
It look beautiful. You see, it's something different. It's something different.
And what's that thing he wears to hold it?
They say a carpenter, the carpenter, what are you calling the carpenter wear this stuff in here?
Or is that for what fishing?
No, it's for fishing.
It is for fishing.
I don't know.
It's what. A leather piece for fishing pole.
I don't know. I saw
and
that.
And we stick the stick in there for the men so it won't hurt their groin.
It's something crazy, but it's working.
Yeah.
it's working because they're so heavy that you cannot put in your stomach.
And we were thinking of a way because after a while it starts slipping down, you know.
So that was your own idea.
Just all my idea.
Yeah, it works great.
Put in the like that. You can keep it there.
You can manipulate it.
You can manipulate it because in case you keep this in your stomach, is this is the only way.
It's
I started
painful.
Thinking. I said, I saw something. You can put it there. And I started looking, and I saw this in the flea market. And I see two, and I bought it.
So because the comparsa dancing actually stopped for a while,
for 10 or 11 years.
Yeah, because it stopped for a while, you had to sort of reinvent some stuff or just
make up
your own way.
Yeah. Like the farolas, I don't know. I've never really seen one before. But
not like that. Bocita no used to have it like that.
Bocita didn't have them like that. He had some... Like, they look like kites with paper mache type things. They were big, like square boxes, and really humongous, really big on the top and real colorful. And it had his name on it, Bocitas, Comparsa. And he had those, I remember. But I we don't know how to make those, so we had to kind of invent our own.
I tried to see the...
We needed something lightweight so it wouldn't be too heavy so that if we didn't have a man to carry it, a child can carry it too, or one of the
Because you don't remember the last day and the dancing, I danced with one farola myself.
Yeah. How about in Cuba today?
He got in the farola.
Are they the big ones?
Yeah, the big one, but I don't know what he put it because you can see that he lighted. You can see they got light
inside.
Yeah.
So they dance at night.
Yeah, at night.
Because a farola is like a lantern.
Yeah.
It's one of those street
lanterns.
That's
what he calls it. This is the La Leyenda. What's the La Leyenda?
The legend?
Uh-huh. They used to be like farola because you see the square side and the... I got one that's a square like the faro that you got in the street the old time.
The old lamps.
The lamps?
The old street lamps that have many sides to them.
This is the real way
to make a farola.
And what a Bocita got, he put it, he got like a paper, but in Cuba, the people put it light.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how I can make this something like that. And sometimes it's dangerous too, because in case it's getting fire, with so many little children, you know, it's a trouble.
What you have works.
It's worth
it.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Because it's with the lights at night, and the lights hit it just so, it kind of gives it a glitter.
With the glitter, look, I'm supposed to be behind this stuff all the time before Christmas time, because I can find the only this decoration I can find the only around Christmas.
Yeah.
As to Christmas, I in trouble.
More.
To go to White Spring and get that one, us going to Miami looking for all these places like crazy. That's what I get a green and red.
To find that different the streamers that we
yeah because
there.
Only coming Christmas time. But now I know I can buy a few pack and put away.
Yeah.
In case I need it between, you know? Because I think my farola is beautiful.
Yeah.
And I think Salvador, he doing good job.
Yeah.
He enjoyed doing the farola.
Yeah.
He won his big farola.
Oh, he wanted the
big one? Yeah, I got a Jesus. Then he get a little and, I want my big farola. He think he's the owner. And I glad to see him with the farola. You know, he enjoyed. The girl said, this is the farola man.
Yeah.
It's made it for him because he play, you know.
He knows, he twirls it really good.
Yeah.
And he's little man.
Yeah.
He's little man.
Well, I think we probably have enough on tape.
Okay, niño. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. Okay, this is Bob Stone for Florida Folk Life. I'm with Amelia and Irene Fernandez in Key West. It's July 21st, 1991. So, try and forget about the machine, all right? You danced, Irene, you danced with Abelardo? With
Bocita?
Bocita?
Yeah.
For how long?
I think just for a couple of years, I only danced with him.
Yeah, and later you study with
Martha
Menendez, got the group that he called the Maocha for a little while.
What do they call it?
The Maochas. She called the group the Maochas, and because I don't know, Danny Acosta and the group,
some more, Linda.
This was La Maochas. Martha Menendez taking for a little while, not for long.
Uh-huh. When did Bozo die? You know, what year?
I think so about 4 or 5 years he died out of Key West. He not died in Key West.
He wasn't in Key West.
No, the Habdora take it out of the city and he died somewhere. I don't know, but nobody knows us to let alone. That he buried him up there. But he doing the comparsa for many years.
Since 1938.
Uh-huh. Right? Yeah. And Irene used to be like 9 or 10 years while she dancing. One of the last.
One of the last, probably a year I danced with him or something like that. Just I was towards the tail end of what he was dancing.
Because many times he got different stuff. Like sometimes the group quiet for a little bit. Later he come again. You know, there's a lot of people, let's go, the comparsa study again. A lot of people enjoy again. You know, many different times to the years. And so, Irene used to be one of the last.
Uh-huh. And all, you think all the musicians in Danny's band played with both?
Yeah,
all of them.
And I understand Danny is, him and his sister, is one of the first dancing. And Abelardo Bosa, his wife, too.
Uh-huh.
He used to be the dancer like us. Yeah. Like me and Irene dancing in the group.
Uh-huh.
Abelardo Bosa, his wife.
What was her name? Do you remember?
Abelardo, wife's name. No, I don't remember the name. But I asked him, people started asking a question. He said, him and his wife is the first couple of dancing in the group.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And few more girls, still in Key West, few more married women. But, you know, nobody out interest.
How about the steps itself? It's 4 steps?
4 steps only.
It's a basic 4 steps.
It's just 1, 2, 3, 4.
Bum.
Bum.
No, hip. 1, 2, 3, bum.
Hip.
1, 2, 3, bum.
You move bum, you
and
hip.
And it's side to side.
Side to side, you pull your hip up. The right side, the left side.
Uh-huh. And how... Is that similar to any other Latin dance? You know, like the mambo or...
It's like conga.
Like
it's,
conga.
It's like conga.
Like a conga.
It's like it's like conga, like while you dance in rumba, you know.
But from what I understand, it's not the same like the regular comparsa.
No, it's the same. No, it's the same because it's something that Key West be made in. But it's almost the same thing.
Eso no es lo que te pregunto. Si es un pasillo parecido a cualquier otro baile.
No. It's made in Key West people.
Uh-huh. So you know, they, like in Miami, the...
They don't dance
no,
the same.
No dancing like
what,
the same.
What do they do that's different, do you know?
I don't know, but I know everybody said this is different.
They
dancing.
Say that the way we dance is not the way, that, it's not the comparsa way to dance. And I said, I'm not dancing the Cuban way. We're dancing what's typical.
The
I know that they have like a man that carries a horse, because that's typical of Cuba, people riding horses. So this man carries like the head of a horse. Another man is like acting like he's selling peanuts in the streets. There's always a queen and a king. You know, they do different things that are typical scenarios of what's of Cuba. And then the dancers dance like a type of a salsa rumba type of a dance.
Uh-huh.
It's a combination that they make up and they dance it in sequence. That's basically what a comparsa is a sequence. It's a group of people dancing in a sequence.
In a routine. Yeah.
In the same routine, all the same steps.
Different steps.
Different steps, but the same. Everybody doing it at the same time together.
Like the routine you do with the arch, when you make the arch?
Uh-huh.
Is that something that Bosa, that they did?
No.
No, that was something I made
this
up.
This is made it for her group.
Uh-huh.
Bosa only dancing in the street.
The basic 4 steps that we did.
One, the basic 2, 3 bump.
That was Bosa did. He either did it in 1 line or in 2 lines. And he blew the whistle and you were to turn. Like I blew the whistles to turn.
Right, to turn.
He did that too. Uh-huh. But he didn't make up any routines or anything. I just make up routines to liven it up and to give it something more.
Different.
Something
when
different.
You do, when you do like, when you try and get the, sometimes you stop and dance with one another. That's
uh-huh.
a mambo? Is that, or?
No, we call that like a, in Spanish, Danny calls it a skin salad.
Uh-huh.
And so it's just a little bit of, it's like a poopery, and we just stop and we dance. It's like,
doing different
wait a minute, let's stop and have a good time. It's, you know, here's a good group of people. Let's join everybody and party
it's something
and dance.
Different, something, little bit everything. It's like, you call it
it's like a free dance.
And how about the costumes? Where'd you get the ideas? I mean,
Well, I remember when I come from Cuba, the way the Abelardo people got it, the resume, he used to be different than mine because he used to be the same kind of cotton or some kind of cheap material.
They use cotton. We use like a satiny and silk and silks and stuff, and they use more of a cotton. And theirs were more, ours are live colors, rich and live colors, like golds and reds and blues and greens and pinks and purples, tropical colors that are rich colors. He used more, not pastel, but he used
red and black
plain
and yellow
colors.
Plain colors. Almost everybody.
But how about the design, the ruffles and everything?
It's myself and my design. Okay. I'm the one.
That's, I think, a Spaniard influence, because if you see a lot of, or gypsy flamenco, how the dancers dance, it's all generated from then.
For this kind
but
of ruffles.
But Bosita, the designs of the dress were basically the same. And I think in Miami, they're basically the same too. Basically, a lot
of
ruffles.
Well, the only thing in Miami, I think so, he got big tail.
The tails drag
the dancing,
on the group
Cuban dance got long tail.
Long tails.
And while you dancing, you holding your hand and you dancing with the,
it has a ring on the end and you put it on your finger, and just like the flamingo dancers.
Like you put it up and dancing. But to us, all the time I used to see the way the Bosita got it dressed, and I started cut it by my mind. I cut it. Is I do it my ways. One is all no look the same.
Something
when
like
when you sew the costume, do you use a pattern or anything?
No,
or
I don't use no pattern. No,
a newspaper. She cuts it with a newspaper.
I told the girl, bring your old blouse that you don't use it. And when I bring the old blouse that they fit her, I put in the top of the material and I started cutting. I never got no pattern at all. I don't use no pattern. And I started making ruffle like crazy. And I started sewing, make ruffle and put it in here and put it there.
I think that's the hard part, is making the ruffles.
Make
no?
the ruffle is the hard part.
So how many did you make for this group? Did you count them?
Costumes?
Yeah.
All together, there's 21 boy and girls.
There was 19 of us. 19. Plus, my mother made two of the shirts for the bands.
Uh-huh.
For the band guys. She made two of the shirts for them.
For
her buddy and us.
And another Cuban guy.
His brother Armando. The Cuban guy. He didn't play.
The one that played the guitar, right? He not play in the group.
He didn't play in White Springs. Or
I make body short. And all my boys.
The scarf that they wear, that's traditional too.
This is Bosita.
This Bosita's tradition.
Bosita tradition. But
the scarf.
Yeah, this.
The band has kept it. We decided that it's not. We've copied more or less the costumes, so we decided not to wear the scarves for the boys. We preferred not to. Because it was
the band wears it.
The band
is belong to the old fashioned group, the Bosita.
Uh-huh.
Because in this time, the same thing, in Bosita people wear the red or the blue or the scarf.
And the guys
you
wore
call
black.
Them pañuelo in the.
What do you call it?
Pañuelo.
Can you write it?
Meaning like a handkerchief. And the men wore either black or white or red, depending on what. They didn't have a special color. I try to keep all the boys in unison as far as pants color and shirts.
Yeah, different, you know, because I doing like he doing before, but I want something more
different.
Like my type. They because it's so hard to the children wear all this stuff. Sometimes the children don't want to wear the scarf and
it's
neck.
Hot.
Yeah, because
hot.
It's so hot and be so tight is hard for the children.
Yeah.
It's be so hot. And like what the comparsa come out, is something that made it like that. And I don't have in this scarf before.
How about, you remember comparsas back in Cuba?
Yeah, I remember the festival.
Well, can you tell me something about it?
Well, the last year, believe me, is scared because I went to Cuba with my husband and his big children. Everybody, boom, boom, the garment, plenty fire, and I so scared that my husband dragged me to a restaurant. He put me in the bar of the chair because it's beautiful. Everybody there is, like I told you, the comparsa, many, like different kind, the group got different color, the dresses.
Uh-huh.
Because in Cuba, like, some group got red, some group got blue. You know, everybody
in the whole group
and the whole group
color.
Wear a different color. Uh-huh. And everybody like the regla
the different provinces or different towns, my mother said, is they have color. Competitions. They all have different colors of costume. They have a color costume for that town, and then they compete in the festivals. And who was the best dancers?
They dance. And
what makes one good? You know, what are they?
Well,
what?
The more how you dancing. Uh-huh. It's the way how you dancing. And the best presentation that you got. Because only know because you dancing the best, you know, the dresses making and
the costume and
how long you dancing and how you people dancing.
I don't know if you noticed, to dance this dance, even for ours, like it's a four step, it's very tiring, you know. And so some, they also have compete on how long this you can dance for, you know. So that's another, you know, to be able to. How fast too?
How fast.
The faster the drums move, the faster you have to move with the beat of the music, and to be able to withstand it.
Yeah. Yeah, and sometimes the people dancing for days. In Oriente problems, the carnival ends for 1 week. He said this is the big one, and this used to be in July.
In July.
And now, but now no more carnival. Castro suspend. Uh-huh. No more carnival around in the country,
in the whole country.
Was there ever a carnival in Key West?
No, after we started the Fantasy Fest.
No.
This is the first
Nothing
one.
Nothing like that.
But the comparsa group used to be for every little, like the school dancing or any parade. That's where the comparsa before used
many,
to do it in
Key
West.
How many would they get?
Sometimes 30, 25, 30.
It all depends, because sometimes a group wouldn't dance for a year, and sometimes they start out with a big group, you know, like 40, 50 people, and
then
it dwindles down to 10
only
20
or 30 people only, because that's what the group it is. Sometimes you got many people, and sometimes the people don't want to keep it in the...
You know, they have obligations, and they have to work or other things. That
somebody enjoy it, and somebody want to stay, but... all the time the people going back and forth. But the comparsa, the Bocita comparsa used to have a lot of old people too.
Uh-huh.
A lot of old people.
It didn't really have an age. We have mainly young people,
yeah.
Teenagers, where his group was mainly more of
in the medium age.
In their 20s up. And 20s up and even 50.
Yeah.
They didn't really have that many children.
No.
And right now we've really hit towards the kids because most of the adults, I have a few people that are in their 30s in the group and late 20s, but everybody's, you know, have obligations. And it's easier to do teenagers and work around school than it is for working around people's work schedules and stuff.
Yeah.
And plus, I think now that the older that we've gotten, the more assimilated we've become into the culture. And like these kids are interested because they're like,
the Latin music now is in here.
It's getting popular, and they learn some Spanish and stuff like that. So this is something different for them.
This is what I think. Because they no matter that he no speak Spanish, the group, he understand the music perfect.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's singing everything.
Yo creo que parte que no estamos, it's already been 30-some years that a lot of the Cubans been here.
Yeah.
So I think it's like one of those cultural things. Once you start getting integrated, you start losing some of those things that...
Then he coming back again. And somebody's supposed to study, and I started what the festival, only to announce my little place. And Irene called me, and I said, Irene, what you thinking, old lady? I said, well, I got a mind to see that I can do in the comparsa. She said, you think so you can do it? I said, I'll try. Next day, I go in the street and started asking for Buddy and Costa and all the people that play the music, and the people say, well, I try to back you up, but I know be sure they can play for you. And I said, well, try to see how much you can charge me, and I to see how I can, you know, pay you, because I need to make all the dresses. And then he no give it to me, yes. He said he going to try. And I started make dresses. I started cut and prepare. Because I cannot make the top because I don't know how big going to be the girl or how skinny. I cut the dress, the skirt, like put some little extra ruffle, but I need to wait to the top how I can fit the girl. And I started cutting and prepare bottle part, and I wait to the last minute to prepare the main show. because I got three sides, small, medium, and large. And this is the way I started, what I started asking people. You like to enjoy in the comparsa, you didn't die. Some people laugh and somebody no believe me. And I started like with less than 20 people, 17.
We started out with like 10 and then it grew to over 20 and then it dwindled down to 17.
And everything come great. The comparsa come alive, everybody started making noise. And
so what do you think is going to happen next?
Well, I depend on the children and the parents too. Because, believe me, the parents is part, like the children, I say my children, because the children is part, the children is part of our group, and I supposed to count what the parents do. Mm-hmm. This means not only the group, I try to keep it. I like to...
We've already been invited to another festival, the International Festival.
And I try to see how I can keep the group, but... You know, I need a lot of help to the parents because...
It's not that. We need also help from the community to be supportive of our group because everybody, what everybody does is for free. You know, the kids practice and dance for free. And, you know, they buy some of their own supplies like shoes and pantyhose and bottoms. My mom makes the outfits and, you know, as you know, everything's very expensive. So if the community doesn't support us, then, you know, that's
it's supposed to be little only. Like sometimes... I call him, few people can come and somebody no can come, you know, because it's hard. It's hard
so
to keep.
Is there like a Cuban association or something?
No, nothing Cuban in here.
Only us.
All this is Key West or American. No Cuban association at all.
Just us.
So this who are you looking towards for support?
Key West, I talked to the...
We talked to the city various times. They have like... Music at Bayview Park, you know. We've talked to like the preservation board. Like they helped to preserve some of the buildings in town.
Right.
They weren't very receptive to, you know. They were having like a what was it when the military men came back, and they were having like a little parade, and we volunteered to dance for them, and he didn't want us to dance. You know, just. People, Sally Lewis, the city commissioner, she's very receptive to us, and she's trying to help us with the TDC to go to Eustis. And, you know, at the same time, not only we are dancing, but we're also advertising Key West. So, because it is Key, this is part of Key West.
Yeah.
This is Key West.
So, still got a lot of work.
Yeah. And by doing, like, what we've done today, even though you came and we needed to do a little practice... So that you can see we're still practicing and see the costumes. This gentleman that I introduced you to that owns this, he's one of the directors of Tid Banks and he owns an independent title company here. And all that, I think, with his influence and the help of other people like he invited today, it passes the word around that we're here and if there's something available or some activity, then people invite us, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing's better than word of mouth or people seeing you in action.
You got a lot of press.
Yes.
A lot in the press.
We sure did. That was really nice.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that we use because we keep a lot of the newspapers and stuff like that, and we show that. We got a lot for, like, White Springs, and Pier House gave us a donation, and, of course, they ran an article about White Springs and the city. And now we just got, because we had to go to Cuba, after coming right back from White Springs, we've only been back 2 weeks from Cuba.
Yeah.
And then we had to get this together. I'm going to be running a big article in the paper giving the people who gave us a few donations to enable the kids to go to Busch Gardens. I'm going to give them a thank you for helping us out.
It's great. Yeah. Great. So you'll probably do something at Fantasy Fest too.
We're looking at that.
I'm going to keep the business open and she's going to dance with the group.
We're looking
one
at
or the other because I cannot keep the business closed and I cannot be dancing. I'm going to try to keep the group out and I'm going to stay the business open.
And also I think the city, Sally Lewis asked us if we would dance at Bayview Park maybe in September, October. They have like a mini concert an hour or two and it's free for the public and they announce it on the radio. And they've asked us to dance in September, October, and we're looking at doing that, too. with the Buddy Chavez band.
Yeah, right.
Because it's almost like it's not effective. We need them and they need us to make that impact, you know.
Yeah, the live music.
You cannot. No es the same. That's what I try to see, that can get a little money and save. To sometime, like today, I go on Friday and I begging him, we can play for us free. You know, for 25, 30 minutes. He don't want to do it. He don't want to do it. He want to charge. And I said, this is something free. Bob come and I like to doing something, you know, it's a little party for the children, for everybody. And nobody make no money. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
And I go on Friday where he play and I begging him and so anyway, his brother come and he's left.
Uh-huh.
Armando, he come his left, you know, because he need to another play to play or something. The group going to play and
the group was in between. They have a thing that a place to play at today at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Too.
And he left and like the two brother, one brother play something and Buddy played another one.
Uh-huh.
Buddy stay was
Hector.
Hector, he doing something, you know, at least.
Uh-huh.
You can hear the bongo.
Oh, yeah.
It's something unbelievable. It's, you know, the bongo, a boom, 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 and you started checking.
A lot of rhythm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like to have some money so I can leave it there in case there's some occasion that need the band play for us. You know, at least I can pay him, maybe not much, but he got consideration. Because all the time you cannot ask him for favor. You can play for us, you can play for us. Little money saved for
music. So what are some of the other places where you might dance?
I don't know. Those are the few activities right now. There was a gentleman who watched us dance, and he asked us to dance November 11th, possibly for the Veterans Parade. He asked us that. But we have that other one, which is the next weekend for Eustis, so...
You'll be going there?
We're looking at it. If the city of Key West, TDC, comes across with the money for her hotel.
What's TDC?
I mean, the Tourist Development Committee. I mean, they're looking at paying our transportation to go up.
Uh-huh.
And if they do that, then there's a good chance we can go.
What I'm going to do, and I try to see they can do in like cake sale or doing something uh-huh. to collect money.
To pay the band.
To pay the band and,
yeah.
and pay something to us to eat.
Yeah, the hotel. He's
such a good cook.
Well, yeah, to try doing sales, you know.
Uh-huh.
Cook sales, doing something for the group so I can make some money to pay the rest. Because a lot of parents, he cannot afford to pay for the stuff, you know, like he need to buy a pair of shoes, socks. All this is more than $60, $70 right there. The girl, the girl wear, the socks, the shoes. Around few dollars. And you know, all the time you cannot be able to spend so much money in something extra that you're not going to use it all the time.
Get back to dancing. What are some of the dances that you do besides comparison, you know? Mambo, merengue.
You can do an this time
we're dancing is more salsa and merengue. And we've been doing the, I don't remember what you call it with the stick.
Limbo.
The limbo. We do that a lot with the Junkanoos. That's basically we dance. And the kids, I dance mambo, but the music is not for mambo. With the drums and stuff. Not the way they're playing it.
You need a different rhythm.
Yeah.
Is the keyway ding, 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 ding,
it's
ding,
more
ding.
For salsa and merengue.
And merengue.
Basically, in a conga.
And while you're dancing together, it can be like little bolero. Like slow piece, that you get one with another and dance together.
And you dance
together.
Like a couple, you holding arms, you can do a bolero.
Yeah, like bolero.
It's
a slow dancing.
It's more of like a classical dancing.
But it's supposed to be with two boy and girl.
Yeah.
Because I'm not having so much boy, but one of them a girl dance together.
It's always a problem.
Yeah.
Getting guys to dance.
Yeah.
This is, I got a few boys, but... Now, like Jose's working and Buddy working and Leo working and few to the boys working.
Yeah.
And I try to do the best. Yeah.
Well,
and how you enjoy this?
The other people that have been real supportive with us also has been the youth center. They've been letting us use the teen, which is the teen center, and that's a place for young people. And so they've been letting us practice there for free because we have a lot of young people, young teenagers. And what they do is they provide activities and dances and stuff to try to keep the kids off the streets, you know, and try to gear them in another direction and give them some activities. So they've for free and with never any complaints have let us use the teen center for our practice. But that's it's been a major problem for us too.
And you were talking to some of the kids, Amelia, about teaching them Spanish.
Yeah, I asked a group because especially got the boy that become you bring it with
Herman.
You. Herman wanna learn Spanish very bad, and I told him I can teach him at least every Saturday in the afternoon in case their group coming. I can teach him, like, speak Spanish. You know, because a lot of people understand Spanish. But nobody talk at all. Nobody is speaking. Some people understand. And you can give class, you know. You can write a few letters, like, showing how B, A, B, C in Spanish. You can ask him A, B, C in Spanish. And later... You know, make like A, like M was A, San, Ma, Me, Mi, Mo, Mu. And while the children study get the ABC in Spanish, it's easy to the children study learn Spanish. No matter that you know
so you
learn.
You think it's pretty important?
Well, it's nice because the children born in Key West and his background is Latin. The background of most of the children is Spanish descendant.
Right. So how would you feel if they never learned?
Well, he learned.
But what?
Well, I think it's a shame.
Yeah, that's what I'm
getting. I think it's a shame because I think it's nice that you keep your own tradition background, like Spanish, what are the Cuban come to the island and bring his language, his food, and his costume to Key West. And I think it's nice to keep it. This is what I very.
You think that if the language is lost,
everything is lost.
Then it's easy to lose everything else.
It's easy to lose everything.
Yeah.
It's easy to lose everything, because to me, I think the language is important. That's why in home I don't let my children speak English, Spanish.
Oh, you speak
oh,
Spanish.
Oh yes, Spanish.
Home.
I want. And what I in any place, and I go to Miami, and I hear any Cuban boys, little children, they I speak his mama speak to the children in Spanish, and the boy answer back in English. I call the attention to the children. Sometimes I say, "Mommy, that's not your business." I say, "Wow, why don't you speak Spanish?" He's supposed to answer back in Spanish. This is the only way, you know, you keep the tradition.
So she's been pretty rough with you.
Yeah, we were only allowed to speak Spanish in the house. We weren't allowed to speak no English in home.
So do you read it and write it too?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
Because I know sometimes that doesn't happen.
It's not fluent, but she's taught me a little bit by sounding out the vowels and stuff like that and the consonants, and I've learned.
And
it takes me a long time to sit there and read, but I can read something. It's not easy.
She understands what the papers say. She can read it. She can read it better than she can write.
You got a Spanish newspaper?
Sometimes
the Miami Herald.
But the only thing that
El
Herald brings some peace now in Spanish. But sometimes I don't got time to read in paper.
Uh-huh.
That's not mean my education is great because.
How about El Faro?
El Faro is pretty good too. He brings in Spanish news.
It's a little local news.
It's little right. News will come maybe 2 weeks.
Oh, every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks. Uh-huh. Yeah. And he put all the activity in the island. And what he going on, and like when somebody come for the service, come home, and all this.
And the comparison dancers.
Yeah, and the comparison dancers all the time.
He
run me crazy.
One of our major advertisers.
He run me crazy with the comparsa, Potin. He's supposed to be here. I invite him. I don't know why he's not coming.
What's his name?
Caballero.
Caballero.
Right.
Jose Caballero.
Right.
He's crazy, believe me. Now he want to me, give it to him, the movie. Because Linda, she take this hot picture, she make the movie.
Uh-huh.
It belong to her, you know? And she dedicate anybody that he can want, she can make extra film and let somebody have a copy. And this guy is run behind me. I said, bring the tape. The lady make to you the cassette. He wanna put in the TV, but he never bring the tape. And anyway, I don't recommend nobody give you a tape and put it, because later you